All right, welcome. This is Orion Rising. I am your host, Leonard O'Neill. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good morrow, depending on where in the world you are tuning into the show. All right, guys, it's Wednesday. Okay, so if you guys listened to my show on Monday, you'll notice that I was cursing quite a bit, being a lot more aggressive, and I had a person watching in the YouTube audience, because I simulcast the video version of the podcast, on Facebook and YouTube, and monitor both chats, and somebody asked me a question. Actually, people were asking me a lot of questions, but one particular person over on YouTube said, asked me a couple of questions that were very intelligent, you know, about reincarnation and that, and then said, you know, do you feel that you needed to cuss? Do you think you needed to do that? Why did you use the cuss words? And so that actually gave me the idea for today's show, because it ties in with what Monday's show was talking about. So if you go back and listen to all my shows, any of my shows, you're going to find that I do that periodically. There's a reason for that. Okay? Now, I've been in management, took psychology, you know, that kind of stuff, the whole nines. And we know, and being a speaker, being a writer, you know, in retail there's a saying, it's not what you say, it's what they hear. And I tell people who have asked me in the past, you know, you're for somebody who has kind of distanced themselves from the Christian religions, there are times when you sound very Christian. And I say, well, first of all, you know I'm a minister, okay, and I'm knighted by the Roman Catholic Church, okay, but, you know, do I agree with 100% of everything? No, and I've said that millions of times. Okay, but here's the deal, guys. There's a reason for everything that I do. When Jesus spoke, he spoke in parables. The reason that he did that was because he understood that people learn differently. Different people learn different ways. So what a parable is, if you're not sure what are familiar with that term, a parable is telling a story in different ways. The same story, you're trying to get the same point across, and you could tell a story one way, and you could have a crowd of 100 people, and 50 of them get what you're saying, and 50 are still a little confused. Then you tell that exact same story slightly different from a different angle or perspective, but the end result of what you're trying to get across is the exact same. The same people who got it last time may not get it this time. I think it's a whole new story. But say out of that 50% of the people, the 50 that didn't get it, another 30 all of a sudden get it. Okay, and Jesus would read his crowd. And when he realized that there was still yet again another group of people that didn't understand, he moved again towards where they were. Okay, and I tell people this all the time. I'm trying to reach an audience that ranges from literally barbaric, right, lizard brain, to the fully awoke or fully woken. At different times, depending on the subject matter of what I'm dealing with. Now, last week I was talking about vibration and how your vibration is being used against you because they understand how it works. And so they're keeping everybody dumbed down by tricking your brain with a Jedi mind trick into not understanding and using cookie cutter knee-jerk reactions and stereotypes that you have preconceived in your mind because of your indoctrination, what you're told. Just like you don't know that the F word or the N word is a bad word until someone tells you that particular word we deem as bad. So now you're taught that that word is bad. Before that, it was just a word. No difference than word, water, dog, cat. So now it's in your mind that that's a bad word. Well, then you question, why? Because it's not right to say to somebody it's mean and you don't need, and that's wrong. Okay, so now you have now you're predisposed to, at that point, whenever you hear that word, take that word for what you were taught that word means. Okay, just like women in the C word, they're programmed that that word triggers in you absolute rage. So some people know, men know. You want to get her in an absolute rage in less than a millisecond, say the C word. That's all you got to do. And this is a screaming, howling, drooling monster who doesn't think anymore and just going to slam things, stomp around. Okay? And some people push that button. That's why we call them buttons. Okay? So here's the thing. All right? This is what I was talking about on Monday. Here's the thing. The powers that should not be know this. I know this, so they know this. So they're doing this to you, to everyone. Now, but on Monday, I was telling this exact same parable. Only on Monday, I was trying to reach the people who were at a lower vibration. And anyone in between who may get what I'm saying and maybe be a little offended with, man, geez, he's really cussing a lot tonight, but, you know, I get what he's saying. So those people didn't get offended. And I said to this person that, you know, if it offends a person, that's because you're vibrating at a higher level to where cuss words are not something that you use. However, that was where I ended it. However, this person being offended by those words was not enlightened enough to understand why I was doing what I was doing. It's nothing against that person. And I knew that because that person wouldn't have asked me, why are you cussing? So that person was in between where I am and, you know, somewhere, and the place where you actually realize when a person's changing that. I talked to, well, last night I talked to the Oracle, and of course she's very aware. So when I said that to her and explained to her, she said, absolutely. And then she named off every category that she has heard me speak in to every vibration for and literally said, and it's all based on subject matter, the audience you're shooting for on that particular day in that particular episode, right? And the range. Sometimes you're shooting for very low, sometimes very high, sometimes in the middle. And she said, absolutely, yes. So she knows that and got that. When she hears me speaking, she knows who I'm aiming at. Okay, so know that, guys, about me. So if you go back, and you're going to see in the very beginning, last year in November, right, I was very adamant. I was in your face, aggressive. There was a reason for that, okay? The reason for that was I was going after lower levels because it was the beginning. The Law of One, Session One, and moving up to where we are now, for Friday, is the beginning. When the Oracle popped in and she said, this is kind of basic, isn't it? Yes, for you. And she laughed. You're right. She said, I'm just being me, aren't I? Yes, you are. Right? And then I had someone in one of my shows say, Raw is self-explanatory. I said, yes to some and no to others. And then he didn't answer. So he either got it or he got mad and went away. Right? Sorry, getting a drink of water. And I still haven't turned the camera on, have I? Well, let me show you my ugly mug for a minute. There I am, guys. Namaste. Sorry. For those of you on the podcast, you don't get to see my ugly mug. So I forget because it's a podcast, so I forget the vidcast. Some of you guys actually, you know, want to look at something other than those slideshow. Although I probably will be turning the slideshow back on. Okay. So understand that when Jesus spoke, it was parables. When Muhammad spoke, it was parables. When anyone who has been a speaker, who is trying to reach the masses, Malcolm X, Martin Luther, right? Presidents, Lincoln, Washington. People who speak, they are aware you have to, and I say this too, I have a friend who said that about, you know, you're very Christian. I said, you have to speak to them where they are. If I want me talking like this right now, okay, to some people, they're looking at me and they're thinking, he's that man's weak. He's a wimp. He's a pussy. He's weak. Why should I listen to you? You're weak. And that's because they're aggressive, right? They're in that lizard brain. So that begets that. Do you understand? This has to do with the stereotypes again in the predisposition of your upbringing. Okay? So if you're brought up and they're beating you all the time and telling you that you have to be strong and only the strong are strong and anything other than that is weak, and those people cuss all the time. That's what they do. Okay? There was and here's another example of that, right? In a movie, Star Trek, right? The old Star Trek movies from the first generation, but not the old series. This was the movies that they made in the 80s and the 90s and on forward to the 2000s. One of the movies was The Voyage Home. They supposedly went back in time to modern day at the time America, so it was 1980, whatever, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever. And they were in downtown San Francisco. I actually filmed it in downtown San Francisco. I've been to the places where they filmed. Although that scene of them when they were standing and they just said that we're on our way to San Francisco, and they were supposedly in Sausalito. They were in fact in San Francisco. And if you look closely behind them, the Golden Gate Bridge is there, and it's the Fort Point side, so you can see the arch. They're actually at the marina parking lot for the park by the marina in San Francisco, saying they're on their way back to the pointing towards the Sausalito way, saying they're going to back to San Francisco. It's funny. Only people that have, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, so we know that when we see that. So, there was a scene after they were in the city and they were walking through the city, and Captain Kirk and they were trying to cross the street, and a taxi driver honked the horn and said, "Get out of the road, dumbass." And Captain Kirk said, "Yeah, double dumbass on you." And there was a few other things where he was cussing, and got on the bus and they were heading across the Golden Gate Bridge. And it was right after Spock put the mod guy out with the Spock pinch. He was the anarchist, I think is what they called his character. And then they were talking, and he said, "Captain, I've noticed that you have a strange vernacular." And he says, "What do you mean, the cussing?" And he says, "Yeah." And he goes, "Yeah, well, it's the way that everyone spoke in this time. It's in all of their literature. No one is listened to if they don't cuss." That's what he said. That was the line in the movie. That was very well written. Okay? It was very well written. So the point is, his point was, he was speaking to them where they are, and you're not listened to if you're not aggressive, gruff, and curse. Okay? You're seen as weak. Therefore, he became what he needed to become to fit into the society and not seem weak so people wouldn't try and take advantage of them as a defensive mechanism. Do you understand? So that's just like I say this, okay? The Dalai Lama. The stuff the Dalai Lama says, I was saying when I was 15. Okay? So the Dalai Lama does not impress me. I would love to have a conversation with the Dalai Lama, but he doesn't impress me. What is impressive about the Dalai Lama is his accent. That's what impresses you guys. Now, what he's saying, I'm not saying what he's saying is not impressive. I was saying that stuff at 15 years of age, but I don't have his accent, and I'm not wearing a robe, right? He, all the time, with everything he says, he just says it in broken English because he does not know English very well. So he speaks soft, wear a robe, have his glasses. I have glasses too, I can put on. I can be very wise just by saying, remember, when we do something, we have to think on what we do before we act. Because if you do not, then you may offend. And we do not want to offend unnecessarily. See, it's his accent, the way he speaks, he's very soft-spoken. He's short, choppy sentences. He doesn't sing. People over here with the English accent as well. Okay? When they film a movie in America or almost anywhere else, and they're filming what they are showing as deity godlike figures, even if it's mythical godlike figures, all of a sudden they have an English accent. Why is that? Because even in America, we see the proper English accent as actually the way it should be. So if they're gods, they're going to have an English accent. Now, I ask this question. In all the Thor movies now, Hemsworth is playing Thor. Why would a guy from Norway have an English accent? Why would a god from Norway, Denmark, and Sweden have an English accent? Because the character does, but we always play the god characters with an English accent. Why? They sound wiser. And subconsciously, the mother tongue. Do you understand? Okay, so my point here again is, people say I'm brilliant, usually foreigners, because I have a different accent than them. Some Americans do too. I don't know whether I'm brilliant. I consider myself a person. I consider myself a learned person, and I consider myself a semi-wise person. I say semi-wise because I'm not arrogant. Right? However, I will say that I get that predisposed teachings dictate how you see people. This is what I was talking about on Monday. But I wasn't talking about it to you. I was talking about it to a different crowd. That's why I was cussing a lot more. Far more aggressive, far more pointed. Right? Sorry, I have a fan that blows. It's blowing on me because this room is the furthest away from the air conditioning unit and it's the warmest room in the house. And I have a fan always when I'm doing my show turned on. And of course, if I'm looking here, sometimes it's blowing and the wind will hit me in my eyes and it starts to dry off my eyes. I apologize if you see me winking at you periodically during the show sometimes. It's because I have chronic dry eye anyways, and then I got a fan running on me all the time, which makes it worse. Hold on, I'm going to take a drink of my water. Okay. So, if you literally pay attention to my shows, you'll see that you know, I'm not like schizophrenic. I kind of was with my look. You know, I was changing my look. If you go back to my shows, I had a ponytail in the beginning. I had a big beard. Then I had a small beard. Then I had a long beard. And, I could try all those things, so I did. I ended up going back to this look. I like it. It's easier to maintain. I just have to shave every day. I didn't shave today, so I have a little bit of stubble. So, know that I'm aware of that. Okay, because sometimes you're going to listen to me and you're going to go, oh my God, he's lost. He's gone crazy. Just like when I start talking about politics and people are like, what does politics have to do with the law of one? And I'm like, okay, you don't know that, which tells me that you're not there. So you're one of the people that I'm trying to reach. It has everything to do with politics. Let me ask you this question. What is Ra warning us about? Well, that we're stuck. And why? And how? More importantly, by who? And now I ask you how that has nothing to do with politics. Do you see? Ra and Oli are both saying this, and other people, which I'll be getting into. I was going to actually do this show, and I won't do it on this show because this show today, I'll talk about it, but I'm going to expand on showing you how many different people are channeling different people that are saying the same thing about, look out, you know, you're stuck and you're being stuck by this evil group of people. So it's not just two. It's not just Oli. It's not just Ra. There's far more. I mean, if you go to the LL research group and talk to them, you're going to find a ton there. So I'm going to go, we'll cover that. Okay. There's a book that I have. I'll have to find the, I think I have it over here. I may jump up and grab it at some point. Yes, I can see it, I believe. There's another book that came out in the 1890s, right? And I have, a guy wrote basically a book report about it. He wrote a small book about this book that he read. And I book reported his book. Now, again, I came to the same conclusion in there. And I will get that. In fact, here, hold on, let me put on the slideshow so you don't see an empty camera. But there will be an empty mic for a second. While I actually go over and grab it, because I'll have to edit this and that takes a pain in the butt. My editor now, I'm using my MacBook Pro, which has far better, Mac has far better editors anyways than the PC does. I may start going back to filming on my laptop so I don't have to transfer the information. But hold on a second, I'm gonna jump up and go over to the bookcase and grab that book and show it to you and talk about it for a second, okay? So hold on, I'll be right back in about 10 seconds. Okay, maybe 30. I gotta move a chair out of the way. Okay, let me get resituated here. And then I'll turn the camera on so you guys can see this, but hold on. I don't like the way I'm sitting. Gotta recline. Okay. No, I don't like that. No, I'm probably not on the camera right. Let me turn the camera on and see where I'm sitting on the camera. Yeah, now I'm way crooked, huh? All right, hold on. Well. I'm too crooked. You guys have to deal with it. I got my footstool over here in the way, and now the fan's gonna hit it. So we'll turn the camera off in a minute. Okay, here's the. This was done by J. Nolson Jones, by with First Rate Publisher. But what you see there is actually the cover of that book right there. Okay. And I'm not sure how to say that. It's OAHSPE by that guy. But this book came out, and this is not it. This is just a little book report on it. Is that book was like, thick book, like the raw books. And he did a book report. I'm probably going to have to grab my glasses on that book. And this was someone who Raw talks about, I believe. Yeah, I'm going to need my glasses for this. Hold on. Now, and this is just a little tidbit, like I said, to show you one of the other people who channeled. Now, the underlining theme that I noted, because see, I put a bunch of, I don't know if you can see those on the camera, I'll just say it because you podcasters don't see it anyway. I made a bunch of notes in here, just like us nerdy scientists do with everything that we do. Okay. And Raw had mentioned, and I found this before. Oh, about the same time that I was learning about the Law of One, and I found this book online, and I was looking at the actual book online, and I was going to buy it, but it's really hard to get in America. It's one of those books that, like the Gnostic Gospels, they're hard to find. I actually ordered the Gnostic Gospels 3 times, and they've never showed up at my address from overseas. So this book was supposedly channeled to this guy, Nelson Jones, J. Nelson Jones, back in the 1890s somewhere. I don't know if it says in here exactly. I know it does somewhere. Anyways, and it was an entity that was coming to him and giving him information, and he was writing it down. Right? And no, I'm sorry. This guy, I apologize. J. Nelson Jones is the guy who did the book report. The person who channeled the OSPE, or however you say that name, OAHSPE, was Mr. J.B. Newborough. Okay, and he was the one that channeled this person, and he wrote the stuff down, and what came through to him was done exactly the way Ra had said, through that religious style of writing, like the way the Hebrew Bible is written. That's the way people spoke back then. They still looked at that in the biblical sense as the proper language for a God to speak. So this person came through and told a whole shit ton of stuff. 1848, as a matter of fact, this is what it says right here. Yeah, this is what it says. Okay, so the state of things is to be abolished. The Cosmon era commenced about the year 1848. Okay, so that's what they're talking. So there's all this stuff in here, but the underlining theme that I pointed out is that this entity who was there again channeling is another one who claims to be our creator God. Do you see? And I've said this before on many of my shows, that anytime these people show up and they start talking and telling us all this stuff, then they say that they're our creation, our creator God. You know, I know of seven different entire species who claim they created us. And people say that we are, in fact, made up of about seven different species. So, but none of them has said, well, you know, we created you and we were seven, you know, that created you. Now, it is possible, because things do run that way in the universe, okay? Like, I'm part of a task force of wanderers that came back to help. And originally, I thought we were three, but we're not. We're seven. That's just the command structure. And then we brought, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, with us. Okay? So, but we haven't, I've met the Oracle, and we haven't met anyone, any of the others yet. In this lifetime, we know they're here. We just, it's not, it hasn't been time for us to meet yet. Okay, so as we all meet, that's as we know that things are progressing and getting closer to the harvest, because we're reuniting, you know, for the finale, as it were. So I'll be doing more about this book, because I'm going to get the actual book and read that. Okay, and I'm going to look at other people as well, because every time I do that, I find that underlining theme where they are giving us all this good information, right? Yet, hold on, coffee time. Yet, they try to sell us on they created us and we're their slaves. Do you see? Anyone who does that is the Orion Crusaders tricking you. They're the evil ones. They're trying to take this planet over. That's how all this got started. Okay. Well, no, not really. It kind of did. Everything happens together. Like, you know, Ra screwed up and intervened. That's why in the Star Trek series, they had, you know, the Prime Directive, right? This race had a Prime Directive, we would not really be in the fix that we're in. Is bad. Okay. One, if these people who are in charge of the governments and the rich and the elite around the world, who are all related, we proved that. I didn't. They did. They proved it. The little girl proved it first. Then the guys at the Corey Gooden, those guys, and David Wilcock did the tests on the rest, or had people do them. They didn't do them themselves, because they're not physicists or, you know, human botanists, as it were. We call that a biologist. So, so if they are all related, and they do go back to the Deist clan, who had the elongated skull, and that goes back to all the rulers of Egypt and around the world that had elongated skulls, then the theory is, because their storyline is that they date back, you know, that they were Luciferians, that they came down here with Lucifer, who was not the devil being cast out of heaven, but they came down here and basically took over and decided we were all their slaves. They also, they claim they created us too, right? But if they had technology, they could come and go whenever they pleased, and they didn't, in fact, crash here, and they had the technology to build us as the human race, how come they didn't have the technology to build themselves a spaceship and get fucking leave again? Well, who's to say they didn't? No, because then they would have had spaceships the entire time, and all the stuff where there was rebellions and wars against all these other gods, well, who knows? But here's the thing, if all of that were true, they would be winning this war for the human race, and they're not. Once we got here and got enough of us here, it's been downhill for them ever since. Okay? You just don't know that if you're asleep. And that's where they want to keep you. This is what I was talking about on Monday, that got you know, some people annoyed at me because I was using bad words, words that they had predisposed from someone telling them those are not nice ones to say. Okay. They're just words. Words have no power. Words only have a meaning that you've learned from someone else. And then you applied that to that word. That doesn't, that the, to me, that's just, you know, it's a word. It's just like a foreign language. They use a different word for the same word you use. You just have to learn what their word is or how to say the word. All the European languages say almost the exact same words. They just say them differently. Okay? A different, you know, literally a different dialect. And some of the words are different. Like, you know, look at no, right? No in English. In German, it's nein. In Spanish, what is it? No. What is it in French? Non. Right? No. And they even start with a n, right? No. Nine. Yet. Right? They all start with the same thing, and they all give you their own spin on the end. Ooh. Ay. Yet. Ein. Right? So that's just their own little twist on that part. But I understand that because I'm learning like 15 languages. 20. 21 if you count Klingon. 22 if you count English. Because we have so many words. The truth is there's more words in the English language, I think, than any language on the planet. And then we have 100 different meanings for like the word run. 200 meanings for the word run. Right? So then we have multiple meanings for the same word. At least they're not numbers like the Hebrew alphabet. Because if somebody's talking to you, how do you know they're not telling you numbers or cussing you out, right? Sometimes they're numbers and sometimes they're not. I'm going to try and teach myself that language just to figure that out. I mean, it makes things simple. It really does, because you don't have an entire alphabet than an entire numeration system. It's all together. Same symbols, you just put them in a different order. I think that's genius, actually. They really do. That is simple. That is actually smart, but far smarter than anything we've ever done, right, with the English language. But then again, the English language is just a language that's borrowed from all the European languages. Yeah, we're not the mother tongue. We're the borrowed tongue. That's why they should call it common, like they do in the World of Warcraft and the Dungeons and Dragons and all the fantasy worlds. They call English common. But see, they don't want to do that because there's more people who speak Chinese, in fact, than there are English on the planet. So Chinese, in fact, should be common. Right? You know, and there was a time that more French was spoken by more people, and then there was a time that Spanish was spoken by more people. So just a matter of who's conquered and who has the population. Italian, right? Greek, Roman, Japanese, just depends on who's in charge. Egyptian, right? Hebrew, Greek, whatever. Okay. So, predisposed assumptions and pre-programming, okay? So, like I said, I may not sound intelligent to you because I'm not speaking in a way that is, this is what my point was with the Dalai Lama, is that you, when you hear him, he sounds wise because he's speaking broken English, very soft voice, wearing a robe. And he acts like he is a 85-year-old virgin. Okay, so because of that, in your mind, you see that as he's wise and intelligent. Because anyone who talks as fast as I am can't be wise and intelligent. Why? Because you were told that by somebody. You see? It's a predisposition that was programmed into your mind by someone. People who talk all the time are idiots. It's the quiet man that you should worry about. Not necessarily. Maybe that motherfucker can't talk. Look at George Bush. George Bush has a very high IQ. That man can't put a sentence together without stumbling over his George Bush Jr. Without stumbling over his own tongue. that's just the way he was. He was not a great orator. Look at Barack Obama. I'm not saying that Barack Obama was not an intelligent man. Barack Obama is a very smart man, very intelligent. But that man could talk. That man could speak. First time I heard him speak, I didn't even know who he was. He was already a congressman or a senator or whatever he did. He was one of those two. I just don't remember which. Because I didn't know who he was. But my brother said, have you seen this guy, Barack Obama? He's running against Hillary Clinton for the Democratic ticket. And I said, no. He says, you need to hear him speak. You need to see him speak. I said, all right. So I made sure to turn on the news and, you know, I don't remember what channel, doesn't matter, one of the national news. And they were playing him talking. And as soon as I heard him speak, I'm like, there's your president. That guy's going to become the president of the United States because he can speak to a crowd and motivate them. Look at Adolf Hitler. That man, jacked up on all kinds of uppers, right? They had him on everything you can imagine that is illegal today. They give him injections, and he was, and he'd get up there and scream and yell and howl and pound his fist and sweat all over himself, and everybody would get so freaking wrapped up in his rhetoric that they were willing to take on the gods because he could speak. He motivated people. He talked to them where they were, told them what they wanted to hear, and gave them a piece of it, and then promised them the world, and almost delivered. Okay, the problem is that they still try to do that here. Our politicians do the same thing. That's why they always have empty promises. That's why they always tell you they're going to do so much for you when they get in office, and they've never, ever do a damn thing they've ever said. Donald Trump is the first person who's done anything that he said he was going to do, let alone almost all of it. And the only reason that there's still two things left that he said he was going to do, well, three, is because the Democratic Party is resisting. They refuse to do it because they have the power right now. Otherwise, he would have delivered on everything that he wanted to. And he's doing it anyways without them. Okay? And they keep pounding the trade rhetoric, you know. And China right now, their yen, which was equal to the American dollar, is worth about 5 cents now. They're devaluing, all just trying to hurt us, and it's not. It's hurting them. They keep telling you that if, well, it's going to hit your pocketbook, every single American. I looked at all the prices prior to all the tariffs and all the prices of the same shit they said there was going to be all this problem with, and there hasn't been very much fluctuation. Oh, but wait, it's hitting the farmers, man. It's going to hit the supply people, man. Our factories started making the shit that the Chinese were not making. And that's what we're going to start doing with the other stuff, too, if we have to. Okay, you Americans need to stop being lazy. Right? And you're like, well, we should be friends with China. You realize that China is trying to destroy us. We're at war with China. You know that, right? Oh, no, wait, kids. The Chinese government declared war on the United States in the 50s when we were in Korea. They have never undeclared war against us. Look this up. The Chinese government is at war with the American government. So is North Korea. Look this up. They went to war against us and they did never sign a peace treaty with us. Okay, that means we're at war with them, whether you like it or not. Well, we don't. We're not going to be at war with them. They're at war with you. That means that you're rewarding them by buying all their goods and feeding their war machine. You're buying their stuff so that they can train troops to come here and kill you. And see, warfare isn't just open warfare conventional anymore. That ended a long time ago. Warfare is trade. They were winning that war. You're just indoctrinated and think that we weren't losing money somehow to the Chinese. So they want their currency to be the currency of the realm. It used to be the euro until Donald Trump took office and basically took control of the world market, and it became the American dollar that everybody is now buying. So the American dollar is the currency of the realm right now. That's why the European Union's mad at us. And the Chinese and the Russians. The Russians were working on it. They want their money to be that. But the Chinese are in the way. The Chinese were going to make the yen the world dollar. That doesn't mean that we were going to have to use the yen over here. It means that their money is worth more than ours. Do you understand? For decades, the English pound was worth, you know, like 5 American dollars. And now it's the other way around. Well, they don't have an English pound anymore. But the euro was the same way. Now the American dollar is worth more than the euro. Look that up. Okay. Predisposed things. are what guide your decision making. And I know this. Okay, so when I'm speaking to a certain, like just like I just did, who was I speaking to just then? Think about what I just did. Okay, I literally just started going about politics, and all of a sudden, my vibration was down here and my language was down here, wasn't it? Well, see, just like Ray said last night to somebody, when you're talking to people, that doesn't mean you have to lower your vibration to get where they are. It's just a language. It's verbiage. Do you understand? So I was not literally vibrating at a lower level right then, lowering my vibration. What I did was I talked to it. I talked at that vibration, but I'm still up here. And now I'm talking at this vibration. Do you understand how I did that? I literally just was talking to you. Then I talked down to a different vibration and spoke to them. You also heard it. Okay? And in some of you, it offended because you're up here. Wow, he just, bam, bam. He went back to politics and ugly cursing again. Why does he do that? Those of you who are up here usually know that. Know why. Okay? Because I'm talking to more than one vibrational platform. Because I'm speaking to the audience of the planet. And I'm not trying to talk to the ones that are literally lizard brain and asleep, because I'm not looking for them. Okay? I'm looking for the ones that are a little bit more enlightened, because most of those are people who are ready to wake up. Some were ready to wake up because they came here to do that. Some came here, and some are wanderers who came here on a mission. Some are wanderers that came here to experience this again. There's a lot of wanderers that are here just to help by being here, but they didn't come on a mission to try and, you know, fix everything, but they did. But they're not actively going to do stuff like I'm doing. But they're here to help by their vibration just being up, and they want to experience the harvest from the third once again. Because it's a beautiful thing, right? Hold on, water again. So know that when I'm doing this, guys, I'm completely 100% aware of what I'm doing and why. But some of you out there need a clarification. Some of you who I'm telling this to, you go, oh, that's obvious, dude. Right, yeah, I caught that. Realized you're doing it. First, I was wondering if does he know he's doing that? Is he doing that on purpose? Or is he just like all over with his energy? No. 100% pointed in a certain direction for certain people to hear me, to motivate people on multiple levels. Multiple levels. Because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to wake people up and help guide them to their memories so that they remember who they are, what they are, and why they're here. Simple as that. And in the meantime, if I then go dip down to a lower level and I catch somebody's attention who was not actually a wanderer, but is at a point where they could possibly start waking up and remember what they're supposed to be doing and graduate, and that helps, I'm down for that. That's why I'm here. The more the merrier, the faster the better. Oh, I also wanted to point out, guys, that back last week when we found out about Hurricane Doreen, and there was a call for people to use your energy and your will, because we control the logos in this universe, in this 3D universe, to stop that hurricane and turn it. Okay? Then I had a person say to me, who's in Florida, who's very awake, she said to me, you know, I'm concerned with this one. She said that something's not right. And I said, do you mean about its direction or what it's doing, or do you think that somebody's, you know, behind it? And she said, I think somebody's controlling it. And I said, we do too. That's why we're fighting it. So I wanted to point out for those of you who took up the call to help push that thing, it was kind of tough on Monday there, guys, wasn't it? Right? We stopped it, and they were holding it. They kept trying to push it back, steering it directly at Florida. They wanted that thing to go in and dip up and just shoot straight up Florida and then arc its way around the United States and cause mass destruction. And I must say, guys, we turned that thing first, unfortunately, we stopped it, and the poor people in the Bahamas, because it was a deadlock for a while there. So it lingered for more than 24 hours, almost dead stop, juking up to the right, and then, oh, wait, no, back, and then, oh, wait, no, back, and then, oh, and you can look at the little track that they show you, and it's literally going back and forth, left, right, left, right, left, right. But every time it was going to the right and up, each time it got longer, and then it inched to the left a tiny, and then further to the right, and longer up to the right, and then a little teeny bit. So they were losing, just like they're losing now, for real, in the big way, okay? And I wanted to congratulate any and all of you out there who took up that call, that heard that call, or caught the flyer we were putting out, or my words, or Augie's words, or all the other people on air and on the internet that was floating that, and you guys did whatever you could. You prayed, you meditated, you spell casted, you thought, projected, you manifested in your mind, whatever you guys did. We don't stop, okay, because it still needs to go to the right, to east, northeast, still needs to go east. East is out to the water, okay? Continue, because it's going to be going all the way up, and to continue, it's going to continue to dissipate, right? It was a Category 5. And then 24 hours later, it was a Category 2. Congratulations, okay? See it for what it is. Understand it. Those of you out there who decided to make this happen, made this happen. They have said on the news, there has never been a hurricane that has ever acted like this before. Okay? There's a reason for that. There is, and they said today, literally, on the, no, what was that? What day was that? It wasn't today. It was yesterday. It was yesterday. I was watching Fox, and Geraldo Rivera said, if this continues to do what it's doing and the death toll stays low, this will be heralded as a miracle. The miracle hurricane. Because it was a miracle that it didn't kill as many people as it should have, being a Category 5, hovering over the Bahamas the way it did, and then not making landfall and shooting straight up Florida and doing the same thing to Florida and Georgia and on up, okay? They first predicted it to be a Category 5 hitting landfall in Florida, and the Category 4 all the way through almost to Maine before it dropped to a 3 and then a 2 by the time it got to Maine. The devastation that would have unfolded on the United States of America on the East Coast would have been horrific if that had happened the way they said it was going to. And it did not, because of the sheer will of those of you who took up that mantle and pushed back at against whoever was controlling that. Okay? And look what happened. So I wanted to acknowledge that. And for those of you out there who are listening and think, oh, you know, oh, man, dude, you're just right. You guys didn't do jack, bro. You guys can't do that. Nobody can do that, dude. Okay. So, see what I just did again there, guys? Do you see where I was talking at? I was talking at a different level, right? But I didn't lower my vibration to become that, right? I just spoke to it. Spoke to that because that's what I was talking to, right? Because you know that's the vibration that would say that, right? That was, come on, dude. You didn't do jack shit, dude. Get out of here with that. Hippie. Okay. So we all need to, where are we? We've got 10 minutes left. We all need to be aware of that at all times. That is our biggest, I think, biggest hurdle, right? The first you have to fix you before you can fix anything else, right? And you know, we always say hashtag be the change. Do you guys know who said that first? Mahatma Gandhi. That's where that comes from. I have that up on one of the slideshows. I think it's on the one that I have that I was going to play today. Let me turn it on, and we'll see if it is. Doesn't matter, because you guys are going to hear this on podcast. You won't see it anyways. I have it up where it has his quote. Shows a picture of him and has his quote. Okay, and he didn't say hashtag be the change, right? He said be the change you want to see happen on the planet or on this world. And I also had that in another inspirational video that I posted. That's on my YouTube channel under my name, Leonard O'Neill. I had that on one of those as well, but didn't have a picture of him. And then I did have it on one that was a picture of him, and that was on the one that was about leaders, which is also... great speakers, which is also on that YouTube channel. I actually have three YouTube channels, two of them in my name, and then Orion Rising. Okay. So if you go there and you find one and it only has about three or four videos and they're all about prepping, that's the one that I'm going to be putting other stuff up on. But that's not that one. The other one, you'll see like two, you know, maybe, I don't know if it has a couple of videos on prepping or not. No, it doesn't. That's all just inspirational videos. A commercial for Orion Rising and a UFO shot from the TV series Walking Dead. Two, there's actually two. They could be drones, but I don't, the one might be, but the one that's in the air that's clear, it does not look like a drone at all. And I zoom in on the shot and I play it over and over. I re-edited it so it was playing, you know, and then it plays again, then it plays again, then it plays again. So you get to watch it like three times shoot by, and it was literally in a scene in the show. I was watching the show and went, whoa, what was that? And it was on DVR, so I paused it and rewound it, and I watched it again and went, what the? Right? So I actually took my phone and walked up to it and zoomed in real close and filmed it, and then just edited it and looped that. So that was actually kind of cool, because it looks, I mean, it could be drone. This day and age, you know, you don't know. They could be using drones to film with. You never know, right? But it was intriguing, so I posted that up there too. I don't know if I ever posted that online other than that. Okay. So, you know what I want to do here? I want to do this because I met this gentleman. Hold on, I got to get out of my pocket. And then I have to put my glasses back on. I met this gentleman in the store, online at the store. And we got to talking. I don't remember what it was about or why. Something was going on, and we started talking. And he pulled this out of his pocket. And we started talking about spiritualism. So he pulled this out of his pocket and gave it to me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to quote you online. He says, don't quote me. He says, that's not mine. That was given to me. I said, and you're just passing it forward, paying it forward. He said, yeah. I said, well, then I'm going to do the same thing. And I'm going to read this. And it's very Christian. Okay. But it's kind of cool. So me being a minister and knighted by the Catholic Church, right? I spent a lot of time being Christian-like. Okay. But I promised Steve, that was his name, that I would do that and that I would talk about it. So I'm paying this forward. This is a card that was given to him by another gentleman. And I don't know if that other gentleman created these or if he makes them. I think he said he makes them. And this says, Steps to Peace with God Through Jesus Christ. And then it shows on the camera, you guys can see it there. It shows a door that's in darkness with staircase going up to it. And when you open the door, it's the light, right? For those of you who are on podcast, you can't see that, but you can describe that. And then on the back it says, here is how you can receive Christ. So it's one of those things that you know, people that go out and canvas neighborhoods. I had a buddy of mine who ended up becoming Christian, and then they would come along and they would do this. So they would say to you, if you want to receive Jesus and accept him in your heart, and then, you know, say these things, and then you like one, it says, admit your need. I am a sinner, in brackets, right? Be willing to turn... be willing to turn from your sins, repent, basically, and it says that in brackets, right? So I am a sinner, repent. Three, believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. And then it has a prayer, right? And then they have a quote from the Bible, which is Romans 10, chapter 10, 9. So I told them that I would pay that forward so you guys can look it up. And the prayer is, let's see, what is the prayer? It's just a prayer to Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. They used to say grave, but now they say dead. See how the evolution, that's another thing. The evolution of the Christian religion has gone very close back to what Jesus was preaching, by the way, and very much about the law of one again. It was not really like that for a long time, but I've noticed over time it was doing that. The Wiccan religion is sort of morphing that way as well. And that has to do with the way that the universe is actually going with everybody now. So I wanted to pay that forward, and I will hand this, Steve, if you ever listened to the show, because he took a card and said he'd listen in. I will hand that to someone else and say that a gentleman gave me this, who was given to him by another gentleman, and, you know, pay it forward. So I did what I said I was going to do. I talked about it on air and wanted to pay that forward. So for those of you out there who are Christians, there's my ministry for the day, right? So, yeah, so I wanted to do that because I told them that I was going to, but let's get back. I got a couple minutes, and I'm gonna get the hard hour. We are doing that now, so the shows are all 4 p.m. West Coast time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay, even the Friday show, and I did that because of competition. Okay, I was competing with friends of mine's shows. Okay, so I dropped down a time slot because, like on Friday, I was competing with Ancient Aliens on the History Channel for the East Coast. So I was losing viewers because they would go to watch that, the new episodes. They're ongoing now. So I dropped the show to 4. I also shortened the shows down to an hour. I feel that that's a lot better. We got to, you know, keep the show moving and tag things, and when the hour's up, just stop it. I think that they're too long, going 2 and 3 hours on any subject. We did it for a long time. I did it because there was a lot of information. I was trying to get that out in there. Now, truthfully, I'm going to do hard hours. I'm starting to do that from now on, no matter what. When the hour comes up, show's over. Although I ran over on Monday 14 minutes. I'm not going to do it today. I'm watching the clock. I got 3 minutes. Okay, so this is Orion Rising. I am your host, Leonard O'Neill. Friday night show is about the Law of One. It will be 4 p.m. on Friday, and I think we're on session 54 or 55. Don't quote me right now. I didn't look at my notes. But that's just off memory. Okay. Either way, you'll know when I load it on Thursday, tomorrow. Okay, so these shows are archived on Orion Rising, the page on Facebook, and Orion Rising, the channel on YouTube. Okay, if you go to YouTube and then look for Orion Rising, you'll find me there. If you look for my name, and then you'll find a link from one to the other. I think I have it linked. Anyway, if not, you can find me on Facebook, and then there's a link there to the YouTube shows. Also, I send this to Podbean for the podcast. So the vidcast is on Facebook and YouTube channel. The podcast, I send it to Podbean, and Podbean distributes it out to wherever it is that you listen to podcast. So Monday's night shows are usually about Oli. I was told by Ilana, they did a radio show that was like 3 hours long. She said she's going to give me the PDF of the transcription. So if she has that translated into English and does just that, I will put that on my show, but I will not do a three-hour show. So I'll do segments, and I'll plug it into the computer and have the computer read it so I don't have to talk the whole time. And we'll go over that, okay? So if I get that, and she, I don't know how long it's going to take her. Again, you know, she has that translation problem where, you know, she's trying to translate stuff, and her computer is really old, so... I'm asking everybody out there to donate a couple of bucks here and there. If we can get enough people donating a couple of American dollars, we'll have enough money for her to buy a new computer so she can translate this stuff faster. She's like 6 months backlogged, okay? 6 months backlogged in her translations, and they're currently still asking Oli questions. We need to make sure that they stay relevant and that they stay up to date, because, you know, I may start taking questions from you guys, the viewers, that you may want to know, do a poll and say, these are the questions that I got from you guys. Let's vote on 3 of them and see, you know, or I'll just take all of them and ask them once a week, you know, or give them 3 questions a week. So then we can do shows on that. Okay. But the only way we can do that is we need to bring them some money. Okay. Even if you guys can't donate cash, manifest it for them. Right? Think, okay, I can't give cash because I'm poor. Most of us are. Okay, then think, okay, I hope that they would, you know, get some good money somewhere so they can buy a computer, or maybe somebody out there hears and they can donate a computer to them, a laptop or a tablet or something. All right, guys, we're at the hour. This was Orion Rising. Again, like I said, namaste. Thank you for being here. I love you all. Please tune in to my shows, like my channels, like my pages, subscribe to me. Let me know that what I'm doing is mattering and is counting and it's helping. All right? Namaste. Have a great day. I will catch you guys on Friday.